Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Game Grooves Uncovered podcast. I'm your host, Ro Panaganti, and wow, this is going to be a very interesting episode indeed, in that I actually don't think this is an episode. This is going to be sort of a new segment that I've been thinking about, and after reading through a lot of great suggestions from the Game Grooves community and especially the Discord, I decided to give it a shot at making more frequent episodes because they are, frankly, extremely easy to make, and there's a lot of really cool short kind of commentary and advice and you know, highlighting of the community that I think can be done with a format that is much more concise, digestible, and in my case, doable. This is going to be one of the, you know, kind of areas of Game Grooves where we can remind, I guess, universally everyone in the community of really significant events. And I wanted to kind of engage in help, tutorials, guides, highlighting tips. And things that, you know, there the hundreds of VGMers in our community, as well as musicians online and people who are adjacent to the game music world in general, might get some benefit out of. For those of you listening, just because, you know, you love video game music and you're kind of curious what makes it tick, hopefully this also serves you in some way, shape, form. But to start, of course, this Game Grooves Uncovered chat is going to be centered around some guides that I have written that I wanted to bring up again, as well as some guides that have been written for musicians, video, you know, music video making musicians, streaming musicians, you know, just all the different areas of this, you know, wonderful world of VGM that we could have an easier time working on. What kind of got me inspired to just start recording this episode that I'd been putting off a while is actually, in fact, just a sentiment, a feeling that I think resonates with everyone who ever sets foot into the vast, dangerous, wild world that is the internet or even the music industry as a whole. You know, I have been working on my own craft, I guess, for, you could say, 11 years in the video game cover world, as well as writing original music and recording in general. Some of my closest friends have come from this world. My wife comes from this world. And some people listening right now are scratching their heads like, I've been doing this for a week, or I've been doing this for just a half a year, and I'm already exhausted, or I already find this really complex, or there's also a lot of sentiment of, you know, I'm just doing this for fun because I don't want to start making things serious. It becomes harder. I don't know where to go, who to ask, what to do, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, these are all completely valid concerns. And not only are they valid, but they're shared. So, you know, there's a great quote from one of the best movies ever made. I believe it's "The biggest problem in the universe is that nobody helps each other." For those of you who don't know me or don't know Star Wars to that extent, that is from episode one, Shmi Skywalker. But it is probably one of my favorite quotes because for whatever reason, it is certainly true. This online community, I keep saying that word community as if it magically makes it so everyone works together and, you know, helps out and finds the time in their day to provide service or assistance or, you know, just verbal support of one another. But that takes work. And part of my ramblings here is just to kind of lead you all up to why I think this podcast is important, not just for the interviews, but, you know, for highlighting great advice and tips. So again, you can fast forward maybe another 30 seconds and I'll start actually telling you some of the cool things that I have to tell. But the short of it is a lot of people are changing gears. A lot of people are leaving the cover scene or YouTubing or making videos or making like short form Instagram content because it feels so competitive. You're constantly sitting at your phone or your computer thinking, why is my thing not getting, you know, strangers' attentions, but everyone's watching this thing that, you know, I don't respect as much. And that ends up building this like nasty green-eyed monster of jealousy, and it's not community, it's not healthy. And we all know that too, but you just sit there wondering. And the next step is, why could I ask this person how they're doing it? You know, maybe I can learn from how they're doing things, change it up to fit my style. And, you know, I don't want to make Instagram videos of me shredding guitar all the time, but maybe I could do like some quick warm-ups or, you know, share progress on my big thing that I'm taking my time with. So nonetheless, all of this rambling really is truly to say that Game Grooves, from, you know, staff to its members, clearly have the potential to assist one another and gain help from one another. So this beautiful symbiosis that we could create starts with action. So the Game Grooves Uncovered chats will begin with some showcases of tutorials, guides, assisting, you know, folks, highlighting cool events, reminding people of cool things they can be kind of engaged with. And I think that's going to play a really great role in, you know, creating a better sense of community in 2022 for what we can do to assist one another. That being said, and maybe I'll regret this later, but, you know, unofficially and, you know, externally from Game Grooves Uncovered, I am a musician first, and I've worked with a lot of great people, from playing my primary instrument to working as a producer and mixing albums, as well as performing mastering services and finalization of music. And I've also been reaching out to help people with video editing, as it's a particular area that I'm both comfortable with and have had some significant like commissioned experience within the community. For those of you who, you know, maybe are starting out or for whatever reason aren't exactly budgeting out crazy things and just would love some help with video editing, you're welcome to hit me up on Discord and otherwise. But that's going to be my segue to the Game Grooves website. So if you go to game-grooves.com or game-grooves.com, or if you just Google Game Grooves, you'll actually be able to find a fantastically new overhauled website that hosts all of your Game Grooves content. Alan did a fantastic job with not only the look of the website, but of course the content. You have everything from the Gazette, where you can see a lot of articles that have come out, interviews with composers and game musicians, folks that have worked on albums and want to share a little bit of the experience and maybe some of their tips. You can find all of that information right there. You can also check out the Uncovered page. If you ever want to scroll through all of our fantastic podcast episodes, which all featured a guest for the most part, save this special one, of course, you're welcome to check it out there. We have a lot of really cool tutorials, which I will get to soon, but it'll be under Game Groove Studio, which is basically everything that falls just a little bit outside of, you know, posts of music. So we're talking sound articles, mixing, transcribing music, music theory, creator articles, which could benefit you if you're trying to learn how to master, how to arrange an album so that it sounds consistent, or maybe you're not sure how to approach mixing. We have lighting, green screen, advanced green screening, and 3D works, all of that great stuff, or how to shoot outdoors and plan a really great experience for your next video game, you know, music video. These are all articles written by people who have time and time again, like just gone for it either by themselves or in as part of a group. And, you know, they've shared a lot of knowledge that has helped them in professional settings and of course in their, you know, YouTube channel. So, you know, that's a fantastic article area that I'm going to dive a little bit more into in a second. And of course I would be remiss if I did not mention that there's also a link to merch and, you know, it's some pretty comfy shirts. Anyway, so what I wanted to highlight, of course, is where I have some speciality. So right now I am working on a community's question sourced sort of one-stop guide, a video just like the one that I've created on licensing, which you can check out on my YouTube channel, but hopefully we'll be able to share that as part of this podcast post, where I explain how to license and legally distribute your video game covers. I, full disclosure, am endorsed by Sounddrop, and very frequently they've reached out to me for collaboration, and they're the website that I happen to use for licensing and distribution of my covers. Obviously, that means that I do use them in the guide, but I explain everything as, you know, legally required for the United States. And hopefully this is a great resource for, you know, anyone who just doesn't know anything or knows a lot of stuff and still is having issues with distributing their music, or, you know, just someone who wants to see how the process works for that service in particular. So without further ado again, some of the video guides that we have featured here might be assisting, you know, people who are making their first music videos, people who are making their first music videos outside. We have a great lighting guide from Peter Gillette, who you all probably know from Game Groove Studio or from editing a myriad of really cool video game music videos or shooting them. And we also have a two-parter green screen guide that I've written, which goes from, this would be a funny idea, let me grab a cheap green cloth, all the way to, you know, complex scenes where you're embracing the background and you're making things look realistic, like you were truly in there, or embedding different particle effects and all sorts of really cool stuff. As a result, you'll probably be able to see a bunch of really cool ideas and techniques. And I would love to hear any ideas that people come up with as a result of these guides in the hashtag Uncovered Podcast channel of the Game Grooves Discord, which is where I will always be. You can tag me, you can ask questions, you can offer suggestions if I need to reach out to actual experts in these areas. But I wanted to highlight this because, again, there's a common sentiment about hating making videos and hating not knowing what to do or needing help from people who have achieved some sort of semblance of success in these areas, and wanting to pass down some of that advice so that we can, you know, help perpetuate the talent and, you know, just build a stronger community. Now, I would be really, really sorry if I didn't bring up the creator guides and music guides as well. Creator guide includes a lot of really cool things, like a brief explanation of licensing, how to live stream, which is a really, really fun article about how to get your very basic OBS setup to stream music within your DAW. But there's a lot of really cool new guides that have come out since then. So hopefully, if there's interest, please let us know. I'd love to share a more up-to-date and more accessible form of a guide for how to live stream music performance that way. There's a mix of things like overcoming burnout and working quickly, some tips for online musicians that are made by online musician String Player Gamer, or Diwa, who many of you know from his Twitch streams, as well as his YouTube channel. Things like starting out VGM and figuring out how to kind of find a brand or brands that kind of sit well with you. And, you know, a lot of great things about accounting that would be very helpful for those of you who are starting to make money from their music. We also have a lot of great audio guides, like arranging a spooky cover and arranging for solo piano and mastering. These come from Sydney Kierstead as well as James Hoffman. And there's like a lot of really, really good tips that just float around these articles. So, you know, grab a coffee, a water, a tea, a soda, a beer, you know, just go through these guides. And if you don't find something there that you think should be there, or maybe you'd like to write one of these, that's one of the best things that you can do to contribute to the Game Grooves community. So I apologize that this was a ramble, but hey, most of our podcasts last 40 minutes to 60 minutes. But I wanted to highlight these guides in particular and bring up that I am still in the works of a video guide, because I think what the community does benefit from a ton is working together and sharing tips and reaching out for help, which is something that I can personally attest to is so hard and we don't necessarily do as often as we'd like. If you're interested in assisting with the upcoming video guide, which will be about how to film yourself, especially as a musician, different angles that are more or less flattering for different instruments, how to work with different kinds of cameras and creative visualizers and so on and so forth, then please feel free to reach out as well, or leave any of your questions you'd like answered in that video. You can leave them to me in a DM, or you can email me at myname@gmail.com, or you can, of course, go to Discord. The Game Grooves Discord is linked on the website as well as the Twitter, and you can go to the Uncovered Podcast channel where I will be. So While I catch my breath, last things I'd love to mention on the chats again, take a listen to Mauville Melodies. It's a phenomenal jazz tribute to Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. There's a lot of collaboration, a lot of really cool, like, classic bebop. You have swing, you have modern jazz. And of course, it's on one of the, in my opinion, best Pokemon soundtracks for a jazz tribute to approach, though I'm not going to poke that bear too much. I'm sure people have their thoughts, but it's a wonderful album. There's some tracks on there that really, really push what you would believe is possible from making that band sound despite being so far away. So hats off to a lot of the arrangers there. And again, please take a listen to any of these. And if you want to support VGM in general, let alone Game Grooves, please consider purchasing them on Bandcamp. It's very often that there's some sort of Bandcamp Fridays, which allow for even more support to go to the artist, as well as any discounts that Alan might be running. So keep an eye out for that. I hope this chat was a fun way for you to have 15 minutes to just think about your favorite music community, where artistry can go, all the great resources we have in the community. And again, if you have any thoughts, you're always welcome to share them on the Uncovered podcast. I want to make sure that this particular segment is easy to create and doesn't, you know, fall into a category of bias, you know, where we're highlighting very specific people and then missing out, but rather we share guides, we share resources, cool happenings in the community, and of course, new games. On that note, keep an ear open for a ton of Xenoblade Chronicles 3 covers. I'm sure they're going to be coming in the next week. Hopefully there'll be some really cool works to come out of that release, as well as any other games that are coming out that I'm missing. But thank you for listening again. I've been Roponiganti, and I'll see you next time on the Game Grooves Uncovered podcast. Bye.